Time now for the Behind the Badge podcast featuring Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guineri from the Skye County Sheriff's Department. This is your chance to learn about the members of the department, how public citizens can help the Skye County Sheriff's Department, and you'll even hear about active warrants. Here's your host, WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett.
And we are back with another Behind the Badge episode here on I-105.3.com. I'm I-105.3 General Manager Dan Daggett. With me today, Sergeant Johnny Coomer from the Scott County Sheriff's Department. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Hey, you got to, well, we'll say volunteered to come in today.
Yes, absolutely.
And take over for Joe Guineri.
Yeah, I had to give him a break. He works too hard.
He's actually on vacation this week. Is that right?
No, he's actually there. He's on vacation the week before.
Oh, that was it. I knew there was a vacation in there somewhere. He was talking about going out hunting.
Yeah,
he had a good trip. We're glad you're in here. This is our opportunity to help bring the Scott County Sheriff's Department and the citizens of Scott County together to learn more about our Sheriff's Department. So we're excited to have you in today. Thanks for volunteering.
I'm excited to be here.
A lot of people are going to know that name. Johnny Coomer, that's a familiar name to a lot of people around here.
It may be. I'll leave it at that. I did play basketball here at Scottsburg and went off to college and played basketball on the scholarship.
You went up north, you told me, for a while. It wasn't quite the right fit, and then came down here and 1,000-point scorer for IUS basketball.
Yes, and actually it's Scottsburg Warriors. So
wow. I've
been very lucky in my my basketball career anyway.
What position?
Well, when I was at Scottsburg, I was more or less a forward slash center. But when I went off to college, found out very quickly, those guys are a lot bigger and stronger. So I got moved out to the wing, played the two or three, so...
Well, we're excited to have you here. Fun talking basketball with you. I'm sure you were excited when the Scottsburg Warriors won that state title a few months back.
Oh, I was ecstatic. I was jumping up and down in my living room. I felt like I was playing the game myself. So
now, real quick, this isn't your first experience behind a microphone either.
No, it's not. A few years back, I had the privilege to do it with Johnny Pace at, I think they were playing over in Hanover at the time. So it was a different challenge, a new, but I loved every minute of it.
Well, if the Sheriff's Department thing ever gets boring or, you know, you want to change a career, we'll try to find a spot for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I gotta hide this face somehow, you know.
Well, what do you, let's talk a little bit about you, get to know you a little bit more. What kind of hobbies do you have?
Well, I like to hunt, fish, hike, camp. So I like to be outdoors, and sometimes I just like to sit around and watch a good basketball game or a baseball game on TV. So
that seems to be a theme with law enforcement, that a lot of the people that are in law enforcement like to be outdoors or have an outdoors-related background.
Yeah, it seems to take some of the stress away. It takes the focus on the day-to-day task of law enforcement, some of the things you see and come in contact with. So it gives you a chance to relax.
How long have you been with the Scott County Sheriff's Department?
I've been on the road now. January will make 7 years. Now, before that, I worked in the jail for 3.5 years, and I've been at previous jails. So I have a total of almost 18 years in law enforcement. So
on the road, you said, so you you patrol each day?
Yes, I do. I work a 6A to 6P shift, and in that shift can be anywhere to very few calls, or it could be nonstop calls such as public service. People just want to ask day-to-day questions about sometimes their civil issues, like property lines.
Right.
Sometimes it's, hey, you guys may want to check this out. It could lead to something. And we try to follow up with those leads as much as that we can. Sometimes, you know, we're working accidents, helping with traffic, and just trying to make contact with the general public, let them know that let's get away from the stigma of law enforcement's bad. We're normal.
Right,
normal people. Just
contact with the law enforcement, with the Scott County Sheriff's Department, isn't always bad.
No, absolutely not. You can call us anytime. If you have a question, we'll do our best to answer it. I know I like to point people in a direction where I think they could get an answer. I may not know it, and I'll just tell you, hey, I don't know. Maybe it's something I need to learn or look into. So,
well, I know that living here in Scottsburg for a few years, I've had a couple of instances where I've needed help from the Scott County Sheriff's Department. You guys have been terrific.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that we were...
Yeah, quick response and great to work with. So, and you keep track. You guys help us with We Care.
Yeah.
And have an extra person around while we're doing the auction and have all the items in and around the radio station.
Yeah.
That's really a great service that you guys provide that I think a lot of people don't know, that you guys are there to help provide safety for the public on a lot of things that they don't even realize.
Yeah, we even extra patrol as far as businesses and houses and stuff. If people are going to be out of town for an extended period of stay, let the sheriff's department know because we don't want your stuff to get taken, and we don't want to work another burglary case or a burglary case in Scott County. So we like to keep everybody safe. We like to stay active, and we like to know what's going on and help out in our community.
Yeah, and if you see something, don't act on it yourself. Call one of the professionals. Call you guys. And,
yes, please. Call us immediately.
That's the best thing though that's something that I learned from this podcast. Don't act yourself. Call the sheriff's department and let the professionals take care of an issue.
Yes.
So you were talking about being on patrol. Obviously, every day is going to be different for you.
Absolutely, not every day is the same, and that's one good thing I like about law enforcement. You never know who you're going to run into or what kind of call you're going to go to next.
One of the things that's been on topic for a lot of people lately is there's been a scam alert that you guys have talked about, and we try to share in our news department as well. Somebody claiming to be from the Scott County Sheriff's Department soliciting money because there's a warrant. You guys would never make that phone call.
Absolutely not. And I'm glad that you brought that up because a lot of people do give in to these solicitors. Don't give out any personal information.
So if somebody calls you, if somebody calls you and claiming to be from the Scott County Sheriff's Department or any sheriff's department, do not fall for this.
Absolutely not. If you remotely think it's close to being true, please hang up the phone and call the actual Scott County Sheriff's Department at 812-752-8400 and ask to speak with that deputy or a deputy so you can confirm any kind of information. But the Scott County Sheriff's Department will never ask you for money from the public to be donated directly to the Sheriff's Department.
Right. Very good. Very good. Another topic that is going on, there's a missing person here in Scott County.
Absolutely.
40-year-old Amanda Martin has been missing now for over a month.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people are very concerned and a lot of people looking for her. How can the public help with that?
Anything that you may or may not think is important, please let the sheriff's department know. And it's always the smallest things that turn out to be the biggest clue of what can go on. But if you know something, hear something, think it may be true, don't know, please call us, let us know so we can follow up with it. You know, even if we can go out there, it may lead to something else, to finding her and returning her back, to Scott County and to her family that's worried about where she's at.
And we hope for a positive outcome on that story. Very, very scary situation. Hey, something that I wanted to get a little more information about, and I'm sure is interesting to a lot of people. Every so often, the Scott County Sheriff's Department will have an auction of items, an online auction usually.
Yes.
How often do those occur?
Well, we've been trying to do one at least once a year, maybe sometimes twice, depending on how many articles that we have. I usually leave that up to the sheriff and Lieutenant Colonel Joe Guarneri.
Uh-huh.
They help me with that. So they would probably have more information about that. But all that money is spent or items that are bought, it goes into the sheriff's department, helps with training, helps with vehicles.
Terrific.
And it goes back
into
the county.
What kind of items would be listed in that auction?
It can range anywhere from vehicles to boats, to bicycles, to vans, cargo vans.
Things that have been impounded and kept. And
okay. Yes.
All right. Very good. That's good to know. Interesting. Okay. Here at I-105.3, we do the best we can to donate time to things that we think are important for the community. One of those is Wanted on Warrant Wednesday. We have a live warrant that we talk about on air frequently throughout every Wednesday on I-105.3. and you brought in another warrant that you want to talk about today.
Yes. The warrant that I have here today is a young lady from Austin, Indiana. Her name is Megan E. Estep. She is a white female, 5'4", brown hair, medium length, and blue eyes. She currently has 4 active warrants out of Scott County, yeah, and 1 additional warrant out of Clark County. So we would like to really know where she's at. And
you'd like to talk to her?
Yeah, you know, to see how it's going.
Okay, and let's remind the public, if you have even something you think is a small bit of information to help find this person, don't confront them yourself. Call the sheriff's department.
Absolutely. Any help would be greatly appreciated.
Hey, I think you did a great job, Johnny.
Well, thank you.
Joe might be hard-pressed to get his old job back.
Hey, I'll give him a run for his money.
It's been Behind the Badge with the Scott County Sheriff's Department on i1053.com.
This has been the Behind the Badge podcast featuring the Scott County Sheriff's Department and WMPI General Manager Dan Daggett. Tune in next time for more information on members of the department, how public citizens can help the Scott County Sheriff's Department, and active warrants.